Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
My name is Doug, thanks for the reminder. And I love movies. Coming to you once again from one of my favorite venues in one of my favorite cities, the Gramercy Theater in New York City. It is July 1st, one day shy of Tom Cruise's birthday. Yeah, 2 days shy, I apologize. 2 days shy. Corrections department, ignore that. He was born on the 3rd of July, which makes me laugh every time I think about it. But the star born on the 4th of July was born on the 3rd of July. It's still 2 Oceans 13, we're halfway through. Let me see your name tags, New York City. Wow, there's a Rocky Horror Picture Show with my face over Tim Curry's. Paul's in the front row with his usual, what's his name? Otis Spunkmeyer? That's not it. What's the name of that dog?
Spuds McKenzie.
Spuds McKenzie. Name tag was making noise just now. Is that the Craig of Steel? Oh, it's a Brian Kong has a wood monkey and he was slapping it, making the noise. Quit slapping your monkey. There's a not Wayne and Garth, but there's Garth and who else?
It's Garth and Sherlock, so it's Garth Watson.
It's Garth and what? Garth Watson? Your name is Garth Watson?
Yeah.
So you put the guy from Sherlock Holmes and the guy from Wayne's World to come with Garth Watson. That works. I bet your name is Maggie.
Lisa.
Lisa? Oh, yeah. She got it right. I had the wrong Simpsons. Disregard that one, too, corrections department. We worked it out. There's a giant cookie. Oh, there's so many great ones, you guys. Thank you so much for bringing all those name tags in. I'll try to remember to get a vine of all of you when you have to pull them out later. Yeah, vine.
Some people are going Instagram because of that whole extra 9 seconds. But I say, fuck that. I don't want to watch your 15-second shit. From the corrections department, Hercule Poirot was Belgian, not French. A new Dining with Doug and Karen should be coming out this Thursday, and Saturday and Sunday I'll be doing movie interruptions at the Alamo Drafthouse Ritz in Austin, Texas. Wednesday, July 10th, I'm doing a 7-10 celebration stand-up show at the Punchline in San Francisco. Minneapolis, I'm doing stand-up at Acme Comedy Club Thursday, July 11th, and a Douglas Movies taping at the Varsity Theater on Friday, July 12th. Let's look at the prize bag, you guys. A lot of good shit in the prize bag. There is a... from Body Tech... Whey Tech chocolate. It's cross flow unfiltered whey protein, hydrolyzed whey protein, and 4 grams of carbs per serving. So yeah, get it together with Body Tech. Hashtag not an ad. I brought a comic book that I got last year at Comic Con signed by Charles, I hope I'm pronouncing his last name right, Sewell. It's called 27 First Set, and so that's kind of neat. Smug Life, my CD that's currently available. My new one, Gateway Dunk, will be available on July 9th. I'll tell you about those in a second. And, this is another... Someone else brought a comic book, Thor, the Mighty Avenger. Yeah. And two things... A fake $5 bill signed by one of my guests. And I did a show in Oklahoma City. I wonder if there's an Oklahoma City in any other state. I did a show there, and a dude came up to me after the show, and he said, "This is for all the free podcasting. I really appreciate it." You know, words to that effect. And he shoved into my hand a $100 bill. And as nice as that a gesture as that was, and as much as I appreciated it, I was just like, I have to put that in the next gift bag. Because, I'm doing all right. I'm getting by, you guys. You really don't have to give me money or weed or anything. But I always appreciate it when you do, and I always appreciate it when great people are available to do the podcast. Please welcome Hannibal Buress, Bobby Monahan, Jason Mantzoukas, and Amy Schumer. Moynihan is it spelled out phonetically to begin with. Moynihan. It's the Y is there. It's as easy as pie.
You should see every trophy I ever got in high school.
That's Bobby Moynihan, everybody. First time guest on the show. Upright Citizens Brigade, Del Close Marathon.
Del Close Marathon. Oh, boy.
Participant in the marathon this weekend, and that's I ran into you and asked you to do this, and
I came in second place.
Here you are. Wait, what happened?
I came in second place in the marathon.
I didn't even know they kept track.
Wait,
who was the winner?
Oh, this guy won.
Congrats, man.
Congrats.
Yeah. That's Amy Schumer, everybody.
Oh, thank you. She's got a show called Get Inside Me.
No, no.
What's it called?
It's up Inside.
God damn it.
All Up in Amy Schumer on it's BET. Called...
No.
I'm
it's
sorry.
It's Eat My Pussy with Amy Schumer, and it's... It's on the Cartoon Network. Doug!
Adult Swim.
It's not Adult Swim.
It's not Adult Swim.
It's Cartoon
Swim.
Network, yeah. So it's earlier in the day.
It's on Chill Infant Swim.
Not 9 a.m. on Saturdays.
I'm sure
it's
by
Phineas
pussy...
And Ferb.
It's in the Saved by the Bell time slot.
Yeah, by pussy you mean cat. It's an animated cat.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Tuesday nights at 10:30?
Well, I think this will probably be available after the season finale, so just catch up on Hulu or whatever.
The season finale is tomorrow?
It's tomorrow, yes.
We'll put this out tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Tonight
fucking
at 10:30
turn this off
at Comedy Central.
And turn on your TV and watch Amy Schumer right
because
now.
Because this is going to be full of spoilers for the season finale.
Tons.
You don't want to know who gets killed, what's going to happen.
No.
I'm just saying, you could come back to this. That was Jason Mantzoukas with an excellent point. He brought an excellent point with him. Also from the marathon this weekend, we were hanging out. He did the Benson Interruption for the first time, and I said, "Do this also."
Yeah, and I willingly agree.
I was like, "Can you wear the same shirt?"
Yep.
Are you like Einstein? Do you have like a closet full of those so you don't have to think about your clothes? You can think about more important things?
That is correct.
Great idea.
I love that system.
I want that.
That's why I never don't wear this jacket. And Hannibal Buress is here, everybody.
Hey. Yeah, man.
I've been talking all summer about The Kings of Summer, and you have an amusing cameo in that film.
Yeah, I got one line in it, because that's all they could afford.
Do you remember exactly what the one line was?
It was, somebody had a beeper.
And let me fill it in.
Let me fill in the blanks. Yeah, it crushes it out of context.
It works even out of context, but in the movie it's hilarious because these kids go missing and they leave stuff behind, and one of the things is a beeper, but they're like teenagers, and when Hannibal sees it, are you like the bus driver?
Yeah, the bus driver.
He's the bus driver. When he sees it, he says, they had a beeper, and it's a huge laugh in context.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works. No matter what.
Yeah.
That might be your thing, like Get Her Done.
I know. Just in any movie.
You just show up in any situation. He had a beeper? Commercials. That's going to be big in commercials.
Commercials.
Yeah.
The Great Gatsby 2.
Hannibal.
Great Gatsby 2 takes quite a leap in time. Several generations of Gatsby are covered.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Hannibal and I both also got cut out of the same movie, Sleepwalk With Me. Thank you. I know, we're never going to recover. Thank you guys so much.
Well, you know, that movie just did not have enough Birbiglia.
Yeah.
Me and...
The cinematographer was going, stretch.
me and Jason just got added into it like a week ago.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
That's a bummer.
No, they put us into the DVD release.
Jeez.
Yeah.
He's Jar Jar Binks.
Yep.
Oh,
and so am I.
Yep. And all we do is jerk each other off.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty hot.
We have to see this movie.
It's pretty hot. And Birbiglia just tells stories about it.
But we're sleepwalking. We're sleepwalking.
We're in one of his dreams.
One of his dreams.
One of his sexy, sexy dreams.
That dude, he dove out a window when he was asleep. Check out the movie. Check out the documentary, Sleepwalk With Me. Fire Sleepwalk With Me. It was directed by David Lynch.
Hey, Doug.
No,
I don't think you're right on that.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think you're right on that.
Oh, you think I got some of that wrong?
It was Helen Hunt in an after school special. And she was on drugs and she dove out a window is what you're thinking of.
Oh, she did do that,
didn't
she?
It's called As Good As It Gets.
D- this could be, the corrections department might shut down on this episode because there's a lot of shit talkers up here.
Malton's cutting himself right now.
Just Amy alone. Amy's the least enthusiastic game player that I have in my arsenal.
What?
But you still, you participate.
Yeah, I'm not going to today.
You've been on a few episodes, I think, where you just come in and talk to me for a while and then leave before the games start.
And I still won.
You do not give a shit about the games.
It's not that I don't give a shit about the games. I don't give a shit about any of you.
It's not a terribly...
Guys, wait. Fucking relax, wait, okay?
Can I tell you something about this crowd, Amy?
What?
They love the movie Hook.
Oh.
What?
I can't blame
them.
Can
you believe this shit? Hannibal looks a little frightened right now.
I had a crush on Rufio.
I haven't seen Hook.
You haven't seen it?
You should see it.
It makes white people really happy.
Yeah, I know. That's it's Ruf because my friend at DJ's with me. His name Rufio. And I don't know where it came from.
Oh, did he? You got it from there?
I guess so, but I didn't know about it. I was like, that sounds pretty cool, man.
I legitimately feel like there's gonna come a time where you and your fan base are gonna kill yourselves. Where this is going to continue to grow into a cult. Where an episode of Doug Loves Movies will be like, and then we're all going to drink this last bit of Kool-Aid and go out where the spaceship will pick us up and where we can play the Leonard Maltin game forever.
That's what they want.
Don't cheer that. Like, respect yourself.
They're on board. They're on the ship, man. They're going with me. And we're going to watch something great as the last movie.
I doubt it.
And it's not going to be Hook.
I was just going to say, because you just referenced Hook.
Oh, I didn't reference it.
When the shows sell out, they call it Suicide Pact. Anybody? Okay. Well, guys.
Two tickets left until we're at Suicide Pact.
Oh, when Doug says shit. It, it's okay.
Amy, there's an empty seat in the front row. There's an empty seat in the front row. So
that person jumping in.
We're not killing ourselves tonight.
Their name tag says Jonestown resident.
I assume that was for Elijah.
Tons of Jews.
Jews in the audience love it.
Jews in the hizzy.
Jews in the audience.
Gramercy.
Not a lot of Jews. Not as many Jews as I would have thought. Relax, Jewish girl.
They don't. There's
Big
a
League Jew.
Jew?
Big League Jew, that says. Nice work.
No, they
instead
don't like
of Big League here. Part 2? Oh, Big League Chew. I get it. Bobby.
Wait, what's Big League Part 2?
I was trying to make it a movie reference because she's got a sign that's a racist reference to a kind of candy.
I appreciate that.
I don't know what that has to do with the movies. I'm trying to bring it back to movies. But
you don't chew gum there.
Speaking
Should we
of movies,
kick her out?
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, Big League Jew.
Doug, I can say it because I'm half of one. You can't say that.
Yeah.
I believe it was the great Paula Deen who said... Are we doing quotes from history?
Huh? Are we going there?
No.
Going there or James Gandolfini is still dead.
They turn on you so fast. Such fair weather friends here.
Wait, what? Wait, oh, we're not doing that?
No.
Oh, okay, cool. Disregard, everybody, disregard.
Bobby brought a fake $5 bill that he signed, and it's from a motion picture that he's in called The Brass Teapot.
Woo! Wow.
That you were
already
describing to me backstage sounds like a fun yet also insane movie.
It's very insane, but it's a great movie.
Tell people what the movie's about and watch their faces.
At the same time? I'm in a movie called Brass Teapot with Michael Angarano and Juno Temple. It's about a couple that finds a brass teapot. And every time they hurt each other emotionally or physically, the brass teapot fills with money. You know, the old story.
I'm going to get out of here.
The fable of old.
If you do they punch the shit out of each other for money?
They do a lot more than that, Doug.
Oh!
Yeah. I'm the fat one that comes in.
Right, you play the teapot, am I right?
Play the teapot.
It starts with, I'm a little teapot, short and fat.
They changed it to fat.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what? Home run move on their part. No wonder it is a massive hit.
When he starts filling with money, he starts singing, be our guest, be our guest.
All the singing teapots are represented.
Yeah, all of them.
Both of them.
Yeah, and also, oh, I thought something was going to come to me by the time you guys had your attention, sorry.
Amy brought this big container of body tech, way tech. That's a pretty nice gift that you brought.
It's a gift for your body.
It's, and the seal isn't broken, so you didn't do anything weird to it.
No, I wouldn't put that shit in my body.
Get ripped.
I've never said that before, by the way.
I don't put that shit in my body?
Like, that'll do. Let's cover it with something.
Hannibal brought a CD and DVD of his comedy special, Animal Furnace.
Recorded here, actually, at the Gramercy.
And what's the deal with this?
Oh, that's a comic book called Thor the Mighty Avenger.
But, like, what do you have to do with it?
Oh, absolutely nothing. I just love that book.
Did Falcon give it to you?
Nope, it's mine. I bought it for myself, and now I want somebody else to have it. It's a great book. I'm not gonna lie.
And he wrote his name on it for you. So that's a pretty awesome prize bag. That's pretty valuable.
Wow. Oh my god, the protein.
And heavy. It's a heavy prize bag.
He just dropped it for all the listeners. A visual bit.
So considerate.
Just to make sure, in case people thought that sound was Doug falling down.
I want Hannibal to be on every episode because I need someone to just describe the physical bits when they happen.
That'd be great if you just sat there and went, TJ just put on a funny hat.
Bobby and Amy also have something in common. You both were guest stars on the program Girls that I enjoy a great deal on the HBO.
Yeah,
it's not TV, it's HBO. And Bobby, you got to make out with, what's her name, Allison Williams?
I did.
How's that work out? Is your wife is here tonight, right?
My wife? She's my girlfriend. I married my girlfriend?
I meant to tell you, when you asked me to put her on the guest list, that made you married.
Oh, amazing, thank you. Well, congrats to me. Yeah, what was the question? I just got floored that I'm married now.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
That's okay.
Did you finger her, bro?
Bring your relationship to that.
Oh, fingering now equals married.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what put a ring on it means. There wasn't even dirty words in that, and I got an oh...
Forget. Question withdrawn. Next witness.
I'll allow it. But you better be going somewhere with this counselor.
Have you been to the cinema or seen any movies lately, Bobby?
I saw The Heat. Wow, that was a hot mic. I saw The Heat yesterday.
Yeah. Some people are into it. That's good. Sight unseen, I think it's hilarious, and I like those two actresses together, and I'll just muscle through Marlon Wayans being involved.
He plays a really nice guy.
I'm sure he's good in it.
The love interest.
Are we all high pitched talking about Marlon Wayans?
He's so crazy.
I don't feel comfortable with that.
Oh, I'm sure it's great.
I was that surprised by his performance.
Like, that's the worst movie critic would be like, I give it 4 stars.
It was really good.
It was amazing. Ish. What did you say you saw?
The Heat.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Bobby, by the way.
And you liked it?
Yeah, it was great. It was hilarious.
Cool.
Thanks for having me.
I don't want you to give away too much. Does Jason Statham show up at some point?
I hope so.
Because if you told people that before they got to see it, they'd lose their shit.
Like, he does, but it's like
the most important thing since Rosebud.
If that's what you want, see Fast 6. Spoilers for Fast 6. The credit scene, Jason Statham shows up.
Is that Fast and the Furious?
We blew that. On this show, we broke that news within a day or two of the opening, and that made people livid.
Oh, yeah.
That's their idea of a great surprise. Oh, and this actor that people are not really that into is going to be appearing in the next of these movies that people will go to no matter what.
I have to disagree. I have to disagree.
With which part?
When he appeared, I stood up and cheered. And I said this on our podcast, How Did This Get Made? But I said, all I hope... I really...
It's good to know that later in the show, all I have to do is see How Did This Get Made? And I'll get a big round of...
I sincerely hope he's playing Chev Chelios. His character from the Crank movies.
His characters.
In this movie.
Yeah, because they went through some things. It was like two different guys.
I can't
believe
you made me sit through Crank, whatever, at Bonnaroo last year.
Yeah, at Bonnaroo, I thought it'd be funny to show Crank 2, and turns out that like the fun stops almost immediately.
Right away.
What? What about when Bai Ling shows up makes up all her own dialogue?
Might as well be watching Wild Wild West.
Also,
his dialogue is so generous. Not a word.
Yeah, but
his girlfriend is so pretty. That girl, it's not fair. She looks like a koala bear that you want to bang. Who is that girl?
Wait, who? Now what are we talking about?
Rosie?
Are we talking about Ted?
What's her name?
Rosie Huntington Whitley.
That's Jason Statham's girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Oh, she's a teddy bear.
She's a koala bear.
Like a perfect fawn. Just
to be fair, most koala bears you kind of want to fuck.
All of them.
They are vicious, though.
Yeah, so is she.
Yeah.
Jason, did you see Ray Parker? Or whatever that was called?
Ray Parker Jr.?
Ray Parker Jr.?
The singer-songwriter of the Ghostbusters?
Where Jason Statham plays like, the guy who... Yeah, J-Lo's in it. It's like, I ain't afraid of no butts.
I always feel like somebody's watching me. Isn't that
what
Ray
was
Parker
that called?
Jr.?
Parker, that's not Ray Parker, right?
Who is that? That's Rockwell?
That was Rockwell.
Oh, sorry, guys.
But the movie I'm talking about is Ray Parker Jr.
was the guy who sang Ghostbusters.
That's Ghostbusters?
Okay. I can't hear while they're talking.
Do you mean Ray Donovan?
No.
Do you mean Parker Lewis Can't Lose?
My point is, you blew off the last Statham movie
and then stood up showed up when you didn't expect him.
You mean the Parker movie that is a remake of Point Blank? Point Break. Right? No,
a
Point
remake
Blank.
Point Break?
Point, it, the movie, it's a right?
I think everything we're saying is wrong.
Wait a second, Parker.
There's a movie it was Parker him with Jason J-Lo. Statham and J-Lo.
Isn't it a remake of the Lee Marvin movie Point Blank? Yes, thank you. And it's a book written by Donald Westlake? Yes. Thank you, nerds. I am vindicated. I didn't see that movie.
Yeah, that was my point. What have you seen, Amy? Have you been to the cinema?
Well, I want to plug my podcast. I don't know if you guys listen to it yet. It's called If He Didn't Hate Us, Why Did He Make Us Bleed? Anybody listening to it yet? Oh, okay. I saw a movie. I flew to
People
Sydney.
With TV shows shit all over podcasters.
I just know that I can't be trusted to share my thoughts this often. I saw Stoker on the plane. That was really good. Did you guys see that with Nicole Kidman and the girl from those movies? And I thought it was...
Who's the girl from those movies?
Oh,
Kristen
she was
Stewart?
In a... What? Nia Wasikowski.
Okay.
Alice from Alice in Wonderland. That was good.
I saw
her
in Lawless too, just recently.
I love a little incest. That's why I like Game of Thrones. So I enjoyed Stoker. Nobody afraid of brother fucking and something else. Oh, and I watched the whole British Little Britain, which I hadn't seen. That's like a movie if you watch it back to back. It's so funny. Do you guys like it or? Okay. Yeah, well, I'm glad I came today.
Matt Lucas is talented.
Oh, and I saw the beginning of what's the one with Keira Knightley and the guy from Kick-Ass?
Star Wars?
That guy, that's the guy that showed up ready
Anna
to yell
Karenina.
Star Wars.
The plane landed. How does it end? What happens? Do they?
Uh-oh.
He what? Everybody dies? Ugh, I'm glad I didn't finish it.
Wait a second, what movie are we talking about?
Anna Karenina, which I thought I was reading wrong. That doesn't. Oh, can we get drinks?
Oh, drinks, please.
Drinks.
What would you like, Hannibal?
Jameson Ginger Ale.
Wow, free plug for Jameson. And can I have a glass of something white? No offense, Hannibal.
Can I get a Stella?
No offense,
Thank
Hannibal.
You.
No offense, Bobby.
Can I get a glass of hot milk?
They one
if
time
they
brought
bring Tig. That, you're going to drink it.
They brought Tig eggnog here once. Remember? They brought Tig an eggnog. They'll do.
They made some fake eggnog that she didn't care for at all.
Wow, way to undermine the staff, Doug.
No, I'm just saying that they take ass for eggnog so much, they're just like, here's some fucking eggnog. Here's your goddamn eggnog.
And then she took a sip and was like, that's not eggnog.
She's lactose.
Yeah, any more would have killed her, but...
Strong.
Did I ask everybody if they saw a movie?
No.
I bet I left you out, Hannibal.
Yeah.
What'd you see?
I watched Rain Man.
Really?
I never seen it.
Just like you'd never seen it, like I'm gonna check it out?
It was, I was scrolling through on Netflix, and my girl was like, you haven't seen Rain Man? And then I hadn't, so we put it on. And it wasn't, you know, Tom Cruise was pretty boring in it, and then when Dustin Hoffman came in, it really lit up. He was really good at it. It was a good performance. Really good.
I've said the same thing about Laurel and Hardy. Like, how many scenes does Tom Cruise have where Dustin Hoffman isn't around?
It's the first, I think maybe the first 15 of the movie. First 15, 20.
Yeah, they set him up
here. This shit sucks.
You're like, let's get an autistic guy out here. Sorry, half of this audience.
Don't worry, they won't be offended. They don't understand social cues.
Hey, I am Asperger.
I watched that, it's this Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie where he's on a bike.
You did?
Premium Rush.
That had some good action scenes in there. It was really good. And it was in New York. I was like, how did they shoot this? It really looked really tough to do. It was well directed. I liked it.
Did it make you want to go jump on a city bike and recreate the...
No, not at all. When I see the city bikes, I just think it's just going to be more people getting mashed up in the streets.
That's how I feel about all of the new weird public parks that they've put in the middle of street intersections.
Right. Oh, yeah. It just takes one old person with a wrong right turn.
It is dangerous. I'm going to open city helmets.
I don't really like... I mean...
Throwing everything out there, I think of. Just whatever.
Seeing what lands.
If something lands, great. If not, that's fine. That's fine.
Weren't you in the middle of something?
What?
I think you were trying to make a point.
I already said all I wanted to say about Premium Rush. The solid movie.
Oh, you said there's something else. Something else.
Lars and the Real Girl. I didn't like that. That shit was weird, man. Fuck everybody in that fake ass town. They were acting like that was okay. That shit was weird as fuck. And if it was any, if somebody says, hey dudes, chill out with that. People taking her to appointments and shit. They gave the doll a job. That was horse shit, man. It's a good performance by the doll. The doll was really good in it, but she was working with some horrible material. That was a weird ass movie, man.
That was like a double bill with your lady, Premium Rush and Lars and the Real Girl.
Now, Premium Rush was on a flight. Lars and the Real Girl, that definitely was her choice.
I could just imagine you like, oh, that movie was so exciting. I'd rather, for next movie, let's just watch some dude fuck a balloon.
See, I pick weird documentaries. There's this documentary on Netflix of these Amsterdam prostitutes. They're like 69 years old.
She goes,
old.
I was in that.
I think
it's these old, they're still working. What's it called?
The Twins?
The Twins,
they're
yeah.
They're real fat.
Yeah, they're real fat.
No, that's Danny DeVito. Schwarzenegger.
Meet the...
Oh, meet
Fockers, but Fockers with an A, yeah. Yeah, it was really cool to see old whores. And they had a good dynamic. Their banter was really good. And they would wear the same outfits in a lot of scenes, but I think that was more for the movie effect. I don't know if they really did that. I think that was more of a director's choice.
Bobby, have you, did I ask you?
Yeah. The Heat.
Oh, The Heat, that's right. Damn it. I'm excited about The Heat.
Marlon Wayans is really great in it.
And Jason and Amy, right? We got everybody, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, I saw Hansel and Gretel, but I took an Ambien, so I don't remember it.
Oh,
was it
I
good?
I saw This Is the End, and I thought that was great.
This Is the End.
Wow.
This Is the End was awesome.
Yeah, it's very funny.
I really enjoyed that.
Did you guys, I got like kind of sad a little bit when some of the people I liked died.
In the first
like
few
who?
Minutes?
Hmm?
In the first few minutes?
Yeah, well, through the whole first, like, for a while, like, people just keep getting killed, and I'm like, oh, I like David Krumholtz.
But they got killed in such comedic ways. Michael Cera had one of the best deaths. Oh.
Spoilers, guys.
But he's like, he plays a complete douche before he gets killed, so it's like, takes a little of the spin off of it, you know?
Yeah.
But like, Aziz is just standing there, and next thing you know, he's getting kicked in the face. It's not like he was in the middle of some long Kanye anecdote.
Rufio. Wow.
Really going for it.
I'm just saying, there was no reason to kick him in the face.
Wow. Just like pulling punches here.
Look out.
Or not pulling punches. Yeah.
But it's a very fun movie, and this is the part of the show where I say, let the games begin. Ladies and gentlemen of New York City, let's see your name tags.
All right.
Bring the house lights up a little bit. And we'll be right back.
Okay.
And we're back. Who are you playing for? Who are you playing for, Bobby?
Mel E, like Wally, but Mel E.
Okay.
That's
cute. And Hannibal has... Do you want to put those on, or then what do you do with your microphone? That's the question.
I don't know if I want to put them on, because he might have been touching his dick earlier.
90% of a
Billy,
man.
Yeah. Billy Smash on there? Billy,
yeah, Billy Smash.
Smash.
Okay.
Make noise, too.
Yeah, 90% of men who own Hulk hands give themselves hand jobs with them.
100% of men who have hands.
And so Amy's playing for Rochelle, and Jason's playing for
Esteban.
Esteban. Who?
Esteban.
Who cleverly used a Del Close Marathon. Del Close Marathon program as his name tag. Good job, Esteban. And thank you to everybody who made name tags. Let's start with the Bane game. Let's play the Bane game. Contestants, when you think you know the name of the movie that this quote is from, that I will say in my version of the Bane voice from Dark Knight Rises, as soon as you think you know the movie it's from, yell out your own name, and hopefully no one will yell out at the same exact time. And, well, I'm not... You want me to wear the mask to do this?
Yeah.
There was one backstage, even, and they're too small for my giant fucking head. Like... Bane had a tiny head. Here, toss that thing up here. I'll try it.
Doug,
the athlete. Hannibal, tell him what happened.
Very bad at catching.
What? At least it hit with my hand.
Tell him what happened.
You turned your back to it.
Let it hit me in the back first.
I lost in the lights. I was just like, if it's coming in at me, I'm just going to let it hit me in the back.
I've been there,
this
bro.
This isn't going to fit.
I'm going to be me and Rochelle.
I'm telling you, this shit doesn't fit. Like, that's as far as it goes.
Come on.
I can't get it over my goddamn ears.
It looks
pull
cool.
No, no. Everyone's like, pull it.
No, that looks good.
Come on,
Doug. Wow.
Now I can't read the quotes.
Do you need help?
Wow, you look awesome.
Doug has the mask completely off.
Did someone else wear this?
People are very excited.
I think someone else wore this. I don't like being inside of this thing. It's making me very unhappy inside of this thing. No, I'm sure visually it's amazing.
There's no way some random nerd brought a Bane mask to a show out of the packaging and hasn't worn it.
That guy is absolutely had sex in that mask.
Seriously, I'm not kidding around. The inside of this mask tastes funny.
Is this about me?
How does it sound, though?
That's awesome.
This will be extra difficult. Not since I was born in darkness and tried to read the morning paper.
That's from Newsies.
They call them the Papes.
Papes, yay.
I worry that you cannot hear me. Okay, here we go. I'll say a quote from a famous movie, yell out your own name when you think you know the answer.
Wait, yell out what?
Your own
name. I yell out my own name. Wow, I've always wanted to do this.
What we've got here is a failure to communicate.
Jason Mantzoukas knows the answer. Do I need to say who said it or what movie?
What movie?
Cool Hand Luke.
That's correct. From 1967. You have 1 point.
And what was the music video?
2 points until the win. The next quote is thus. This. Hello, gorgeous. Hello. Gorgeous. Sounds like we have no takers.
Do I lose a
do
point
you
if I guess?
Do you feel in control, Jason Mansu?
Do I if I
you do... won't lose a point if you guess.
Funny Girl.
1968, yes, that's correct.
What?
I don't like this guy.
I pronounce this game over. Jason is our winner.
It's really hard to understand you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I knew those quotes.
That's called right into his hand.
Boom. Wow.
That's pretty good.
Do not question my skills.
No, yeah. We didn't, though.
He did earlier. He made fun of me for turning around when he threw it at me.
My short-term memory.
When you got those
Hannibal's memento.
What's that?
Forget it. You won't remember.
Did you see the movie Memento?
I haven't seen Memento, but I know the concept. Like, some shit happens at the beginning that's really the end.
Well, that, but also
what keeps happening.
The protagonist gets tattoos of everything so that he'll remember, because he can't remember anything.
It's the same plot as Finding Nemo.
I wish Ellen DeGeneres was in Memento. So Jason's our winner of that game, and that means
speech.
Thank you all. Thank you so much.
That means Jason gets to go first in this next game, and uh-oh. Then we'll go to Amy.
Look out. I'm ready.
This is called, How Much Did This Shit Make?
Yeah.
And since I... had a mic issue for
you
a second.
You want my
there.
Mic?
No, I'm good. That's Amy's way of saying once we're past the chat portion, she's not really interested. But she'll get in some good zingers anyway.
You don't believe that.
I do.
Okay.
I'd ask you to believe if I didn't think so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, look at this.
Ooh, look at the sound guy.
Yeah, this guy doesn't even work here.
Guys, what about
getting
this guy?
It done.
Right here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Here we go.
All right.
The game is called How Much Did This Shit Make? And that means you guys are going to guess how much it made at the domestic box office during the entire...
So we're not factoring in international?
Entirety of its run. Just
what about the purchases on Netflix?
What about VOD deals?
What about illegal downloads?
Just what it made at the domestic box office.
This game is flawed.
Understood.
Closest bid to the amount without going over wins. And we are starting with Jason. And the motion picture I would like you to bid on is called Hook. How much did that shit make?
Domestically, just domestically, right? $65 million.
All right, Jason says 65. People in the audience are making noises.
I'm just going for it.
I don't know what that means. Who did I say was going to be next? Amy?
Why not?
Okay.
$32 million scabillion dollars. $32 million.
Okay.
Yo, bro, hey. Are you on stage right now? Now. I'm drunk. I'm holding a weird thing for Michelle. That's okay. That's okay. We're just communicating, working through it.
Get a room.
$32
million.
Hannibal, what do you think?
Okay, what year did Hook come out? 91.
Jesus. All right, maybe I should have listened to that guy. Sorry, I take it back.
I just looked in the audience, and no joke, that is Steven Spielberg.
So it came out in 91. All right. $46 million.
Again, I don't know what your noises mean. Oh. And Bobby, what do you think?
I'm going Price is Right rule, $65 million and $1.
Wow, what a smart guy.
That was a super smart bid because it made $119.6 million. According to boxofficemojo.com.
Fuck, man.
You guys, we should make movies
ball,
and not do podcasts anymore.
What? How will we know people love us?
True, true. We'll shoot it on a soundstage like Dogville. Six people.
The Von Trier references kill at these... shows.
The Nymphomaniac trailer is out.
Let's play ABCD's Nuts.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, finally. Let's get going with this. And who just won that? Bobby won that. So that Bobby gets to go first.
Yeah, and I saw the heat.
And then we will go to Hannibal will be up next. Followed by Amy and then Jason. And we're going to spell out a word, several words, but with each letter, we're going to name a different movie title, starting with Bobby. So, Bobby, you need to... what we're spelling is, in honor of Amy's hit Comedy Central show, we're going to spell out Inside Amy Schumer. We're going to start with the letter I. So all you have to do, Bobby, is name any movie at all that begins with the letter I.
Ice Age 4.
Is that really, has that happened already? Oh, my God.
I think they made 5 and 6 while we were talking.
Yeah.
Is that not a real movie?
But there's an audience dick yelling there's out more three. Specific, because I'm sure there's more to that title than Ice Age 4.
Back in the game.
Never been thought.
I'm going to take it. And by the way, if you match what I wrote down ahead of time, then you win the game automatically. And in this case, I wrote down I Am Legend, because that, of course, is takes place.
Well, it was Ice Age 4, I Am Legend.
Takes place, takes place in New York. So we go to... This is an unfortunate sentence that I have to say right now, but Hannibal, you have the letter N.
Norbit.
Hannibal is legend.
Very good. I went with Network because it was set here in New York City. S for you, Amy.
Oh. Sideways?
Yeah. Yeah. I went with Summer
of
Sam.
A lot of respectable nods, just so you guys know. I got some respectable nods.
Yeah. I was.
Okay.
Summer of Sam was my my answer, because you know why.
Set it was really you.
Set in the Bronx. And it was me. Desperate cry for help and incarceration. I is your letter, Jason.
Ishtar.
That is, in fact, a movie that begins with letter I. I went with Independence Day, in which New York City is destroyed.
Someone just held up an Independence Day poster in the audience.
Not a name tag. He just carries it with him.
Bobby, you have the letter D.
Don't tell Mom the babysitter's dead.
Yeah!
Bobby.
I wish this audience
what's
cared
your name?
About the show more.
What's your name?
It's dead. It says Doug, tell Mom the babysitter's dead.
Oh, Doug, tell Mom nice. The babysitter's dead. I like that
That's
twist
awesome.
On it.
Yes.
The dishes are done, man. Yeah. Right? Isn't that from that movie?
Yeah.
I went with Dressed to Kill because I was featured in New York City. New York City was featured.
We should think
of Met.
New York
There's
ones.
A long sequence at the Met. Letters E for Hannibal.
Well, there's a lot of choices here.
Nice stall tactic.
E.T.
Yeah, the guy in the audience would want the full title, but I don't know if you could come up with that.
What?
E.T., the extraterrestrial, and his adventures on Earth.
Really?
Yeah, that's the whole shit.
I'm not a part of that.
You don't
world.
Have time for that. I went with Eyes Wide Shut, because that, of course, was set in New York City and filmed on a soundstage in London.
Second unit.
What is it?
Whoa,
some guy just yelled out,
second
unit. Amy got excited.
Yeah.
Second unit.
B-roll. B-roll. I love that mixtape.
What just happened? We're on the letter A.
Me.
Schumer.
All the King's Men.
Nice. Close, almost
Thank
a match. I went with All About Eve, because, of course, it takes place in New York City.
We should be trying to think of New York City movies.
Oh,
like
do you think? Jason M.
Doug, in an effort to try and connect with you, I'm going to go with Manhattan.
Oh! Again, one third correct. I went with man push cart.
All right. Why not?
Yeah. You know where Why that not? Takes place. Why, Bobby?
Young Guns.
Oh, how do you not go Yenzel?
Which, of course, takes place in New York City.
Correct.
No, I went with You Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Also in New York City.
S. Hannibal.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
No, you know what?
Come on.
I'd already prepped myself in my mind because I was like, the show is just inside Amy. So I was like, oh, game's over. So I started thinking about how hot the lights are.
It's hot.
My next drink. So, yeah, shit.
You thought the show was called Inside Amy?
Is it just called Inside? Is Inside Amy?
It's got her last name on it.
You're one of my best friends.
I thought it was just, I mean, that's not a diss. It was like, I didn't know your last name was in it. Sorry.
No, whatever. It's fine. It's not all about your peers recognizing what you're doing. It's, you know, there's also money and. But no, you know.
What do you think, Hannibal? Yeah. Let the letter S just.
Schindler's List.
Oh my God, Hannibal, that feels aggressive.
You're gonna kick yourself. I went with Superfly.
I don't even know what that is. Hey, one more Jameson ginger ale, please.
C. Amy.
I think this was filmed in Manhattan. Children of the Corn.
No, but Chud was filmed in New York City.
Cannibalistic humanoid
underground dwellers. That's right.
I'm going to pee.
There's no bonus points in this game. What's that, Amy?
She's going to pee.
Okay. Perfect timing.
H to Jason.
All right, I'm going to keep trying to connect with you, Doug. Hannah and her sisters, set in Manhattan.
You know, that was a really good attempt to connect with me, and I'm a big Woody Allen fan. That's a great movie, and it does begin with H.
Hot Dog the Movie.
In New York City.
Doug, Hot Dog
but,
the Movie.
And tonight, there's only one H on my mind, and that is Hook. Because I am going to be interrupting it at CineFamily in Los Angeles on July 14th at 4:20. I'm sorry you guys can't be there. Bastille Day, that's correct. I'm sorry you can't be out. I mean, you could buy a ticket out to California, but...
I love a crowd that knows when Bastille Day is and that they should shout it out.
If it was a Jewish crowd, they'd know when Best Deal Day is.
Oh, shit. Or Tisha B'Av. Come on, right, Jews? Stay with me.
U is your letter, Bobby.
This was shot in New York. I believe most of it was shot at Madame Tussauds. Underworld.
Good, good, good. I approve, but I went with Uptown Girls.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's the Billy Joel movie, right?
No, Uptown Girls featured the late Dakota Fanning.
Got it, Doug. That's funny.
Two almost gonna happen. M for Hannibal.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to... Jason inspired me to try to play the game. Made in Manhattan.
That was a good try, but I went with Mrs. Parker and the Vicious Circle. It took place at the Algonquin Hotel. E is the next letter for Amy.
I tied it into me just peeing. I didn't wash my Edward Scissorhands.
I don't know if he needs to wash them, but he should at least rinse them off. I went with Escape from New York.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because they don't really get out for most of it. And finally, spelling out Inside Amy Schumer, the letter R. Jason, here's your chance to bring it home for the win.
Well, I'm going to connect with Hannibal on this one and go with Rain Man.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't know where they shot it, but supposedly it took place in Greenwich Village, and it's a classic motion picture called Rear Window.
Yeah!
Nice. Window. So we have no winner on that, so that puts Bobby in the starting position for the Leonard Maltin game.
So that, just to be clear, that game ended in no winner. So all of that worked for nothing.
And so you're calling what we just did work is interesting. interesting word for it.
Wow.
All of that hard, hard effort. You're sweating less today, right?
Way less.
Yeah. Yeah, it cooled off a little bit. You were like, you were super sweaty last
time. Hey, let's be cool, man. Let's be cool.
No, I mean, you were telling me the way way you dress and look, you seem perfect, cool as a cucumber.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're really hiding that dark secret.
Dark secret being an aggressive amount of hair that keeps me very warm.
That'd be good on a dating profile. Aggressive hair.
Ooh, what does he do?
So we're starting with Bobby, and he gets to pick a category from the following options. Would you like to play I was in Hershey Park, Pennsylvania recently. Had a great time there. And so the motion pictures with chocolate in the title. Or Octopussy. And that's a popular category. Movies where Leonard Maltin lists 8 or more women in the cast. So it's movies with a lot of women in the cast.
So many people are looking at me right now.
Yeah, my friend Uno Pussy. Or Sidney Pollack would be celebrating a birthday today if he was still with us. And great director. But also... tremendous actor. So this is the acting roles of Sidney Pollack. So which one would you like of those three, Bobby?
I'm gonna go with the second one.
Octopussy.
Thank you, Bobby.
You're welcome.
Which way were we going on the last game?
Go opposite of me.
Okay. So we're going to Jason. Even if that's incorrect, I appreciate the guidance. And we will go to Jason after Bobby. 3 stars from Leonard for this movie from 1999. He says it is vivid. And he also says that one of the co-stars in the movie also executive produced. And it features an Oscar-winning performance. And Leonard lists 12 names, I think.
What year?
And the 99. Year is 1999. So out of 12 names, how many names do you think you would need, Bobby Moynihan, to discern the title of this film?
I'm gonna go 6. I'll go half.
Wow, 6. He's cutting it in half. That's a bold move, Jason.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's a pretty bold move with when you have a Wall-E doll in your lap.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jason?
I'll do it in 4.
Oh.
Relax. I'm pretty sure. Did you hear me?
Somebody's impressed or just let a lot of air out of a tire. Amy, what do you think of that? You have to go lower than 4 or say Jason Mantzoukas named that movie.
I'll name it in 3.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Now we come around to Hannibal.
Just went crazy.
Oh, I got to be a part of this?
Yeah. You got to go less than 3 or say Amy name it. And you don't lose points either way, but you know... If you say less than 3, if you say 2 names or 1 name or 0 names.
If I say 2 names, then I have to do that?
You'll have to do it after I tell you the 2 names, which are the 2 lowest billed names in the cast.
Oh, I forgot that. Can I change my answer?
Oh, that's helpful to you,
Or maybe
Hannibal,
I'm manipulating him.
Name it.
She says name it.
Name that shit,
forgot.
Amy.
I totally forgot.
You do it.
I think from now on, no matter what 2 contestants are playing, what they should have to say is, name that shit Amy.
Yeah.
Because that's nice to say to another dude.
I did name my television show, and then you ignored the name of it. Thanks, Hannibal.
All right, Amy, you're going to get 3 names.
You're a jerk. You're a horrible friend. Okay, let's start at the top.
This movie's got 8 or more women listed by Leonard Maltin in the cast, so that's a pretty good clue. From 1999, he calls it vivid. He says that one of the actors also executive produced and that there was an Oscar-winning performance. 3 stars, and you're 3 out of 12 names. Ugh. It are Ray Baker, Kurtwood Smith, and Joanna Kearns.
Oh, great. Okay.
Joanna Kearns, of course, was the mom on Growing Pains. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to tell you that Kurtwood Smith was in RoboCop and that 70s show.
You know that neither of those clues would help me.
I know that. That's why I could just keep going on and on. I could go all the way to naming half of the title of the film, and you still might be like, what? But I like
how
the way you play.
Stella got hurt. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to say 1999. Fuck. I mean, you guys know I suck at this game. Who is... Fried green tomatoes.
That's not a terrible guess. I mean, that was several years before. But as lots of people in this audience know, the answer to this particular one is Girl Interrupted.
No, they don't.
Some people knew it.
Really?
Yeah, I would have said anyone in the audience know it, and then they'd yell it out, and then people would forget. Oh, then the next round, people just start yelling out titles.
I knew it at Vivid. You said Vivid. I said Girl Interrupted.
Oh, yeah. Right? He said Vivid Adaptation.
That is a different Girl Interrupted, though. That is the porn company Vivid.
Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah.
Has done a movie called Girl Interrupted.
Yeah.
Much different.
Man, everyone I know has borderline personality disorder. I can't believe I didn't guess that.
Do you mean all the people that live in your head?
Yes.
Hannibal is on the board with 1 point.
Oh, yeah!
How does it feel? It feels good, Hannibal?
Yes. Perfect time for celebration.
Oh, yeah, please.
Yes, enjoy your drink. If I could get another vodka and soda, that'd be great.
I'll get another beer, please.
Another beer for Jason.
Still waiting on that hot
milk. I'll have some of that Kool-Aid Jason was talking about.
And Bobby needs some oil for his robot.
Yes, please.
All right, so we're going to start... Who was that confrontation between? Oh, Amy and... Okay, so we're going to start with Bobby and then go to Hannibal. And...
No.
What?
No!
What went wrong? Start with Jason.
No, that's not how your game works.
Dad!
Durr! Doy!
Hannibal challenged Amy, right? Yeah, so we start with Bobby and then move to
Hannibal. Let's make a big deal about it.
Yeah. That'll change the order and... Yeah. Don't you worry about it. Would you like one of these categories? Dan Aykroyd is celebrating a birthday today. The films of Dan Aykroyd. At, this is a weird name, at Pomatovich. Is Pomatovich here? Oh my God. It's going to seem weird that somebody is wooing on his behalf. But he's really here, and he suggested Rufy No. Yeah, and that's movies that feature Hook cast members who are not Rufio. And at 1 inch deep suggested... What you talking about, Willis? And that's films where Bruce Willis has a voiceover. He's heard but not seen. Great Bruce Willis.
That's only 3 amazing films. I'm going to go with the Hook one.
Yeah. All right. So I'm not going to remind you who was in Hook, but someone from Hook was in this movie as well.
What Dreams May Come.
Please, no pre-guessing. 2.5 stars. From Leonard Maltin for this movie from 2004. He says it's about a young man. He also says that Richard Jenkins appears unbilled. Yeah, that's an interesting clue. And he also says this movie doesn't necessarily lead anywhere.
What year?
And the year is 2004, and Leonard lists... 11 names.
Oh my drinks. God, they actually brought me
drinks
Kool-Aid.
Drinks are coming in.
Should I be offended?
Oh, they brought you like a Capri Sun? Oh,
I want one too.
Goodbye, you guys.
I didn't know that was an option.
Goodbye.
I'll take a juice bag.
I didn't know juice bags were an option.
No, that was an option. Can I get a bag of Alfredo sauce too?
I'd like a glass of a Christian child's blood.
I want Whoopi Goldberg's tears.
I think Jason's will be easier.
I don't know. The view is stressful.
But mine will taste better.
Yeah, Amy Schumer was on The View. Can you believe that?
You guys, stop. It was such a journey.
It's funny how the word journey is rarely used to describe actually going anywhere. It's all emotional or personal journeys.
It's about the climb.
Yeah.
I believe it was the great Paula Deen who said...
Remind me to tell you some recent things that happened to Paula
Deen.
Okay,
okay. You have to see my Halloween costume, dude. It's sick.
You're going as black butter?
Should I have waited?
I don't even know what that means. Is that a thing?
Oh, it was a movie.
What was the movie? Oh, just butter, not black butter. They're going to remake Butter with all black movie. People.
Tyler Perry's Black Butter.
Butter, that was the baseball dude, right? No?
Sugar.
What?
That's Sugar.
Really?
There's a movie called Sugar about a baseball dude.
Oh.
Butter was the movie about butter carving.
Oh, yeah.
Literally.
About different butters, yo.
Isn't that what it's called when you hit a home run? Butter carving? 11 names. How many do you think you need, Bobby?
9.
Oh, he's got it now.
Hannibal?
So...
You can bid less names, or you can say, name it in 9 names. But it's from the bottom of the cast list up.
Oh, so he's very confident then.
Not
really.
He'll be missing out on the 2 biggest famous people.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. He sawed off 2 names.
Name it! Oh.
It's unprecedented!
Name it, Amy!
What?
Amy's gotta do it too!
Name that shit, Amy! Wait!
What's up?
Fried green tomatoes. Thank you.
All right, so I'm gonna give Bobby 9 names.
2004, a young man is in it.
2004. I feel confident that he can do this.
Jenkins, oof. Uncredited.
If you fail to do this, Bobby, no pressure, but...
I'll kill myself in front of everybody.
Hannibal will be our winner. He will have taken this shit down fast.
Yeah. Right. That's what she said. Oh. Boo.
Anybody else from booing
you? Yeah, I did not know that was an option. I would have used that 3 times tonight.
A very quick look of panic and then immediate self-booing.
Boo!
That's what she said.
Boo! What I just said that she, about what she said. Let's do the plugs real quick. Wait, we gotta wait and listen to her boo herself. There you go.
Yeah, I started a movement.
Amy, one more show left tomorrow night. Season finale, 10:30. Comedy Central.
Please watch it. Or check it out on Hulu.
Another season?
Yeah, we got another season.
Yeah. That's the reason.
Thank you. Awesome.
Congrats.
Jason, the How Did This Get Made podcast, The League. It's The League. Where's The League at? Is it going right now?
We start shooting season 5 of The League in a week. Nice.
And watch Enlightened. Jason's amazing on Enlightened.
Oh, yeah. So go binge watch all of Enlightened and just cry yourself to death.
I love that show. That's like
weird,
my favorite show.
It's weird they canceled it.
Stupid they canceled it.
Stupid is the word I meant.
HBO
I said weird.
I mean, stupid. You guys are smart.
Bobby, what's going on? SNL in the fall, of course.
Yes.
Brass Teapot.
Brass Teapot.
Weirdest movie ever made. Best. Is currently available on iTunes and probably on VOD soon.
Yeah. I'm in Monsters University.
Oh, that's right. You're the voice of Chet.
Correct.
And what is that?
I'm a fat little one-eyed crab.
I can't wait. And Hannibal, what's going on?
The Eric Andre Show Season 2 starts in October.
Very cool.
And I'll be touring as a part of the Oddball Fest with Dave Chappelle and Flight of the Conchords. And a bunch of other people. Al Magical, Mulaney.
That's crazy.
That's awesome. A lot of other people.
That's like they need any other acts on the show when they go out. But that sounds so fun. I got shows coming up in San Diego and Ontario. Those are the California shows. DouglasMovies.com. Here are your 9 names.
Can I tell you what I think they are?
Oh, wow. That's a whole other game. Your 9 names. This movie from 2004, about a young man, 2.5 stars from Leonard. Richard Jenkins appears unbilled, and it doesn't necessarily lead to anywhere. Features these 9 actors. Shania Twain. I'm sorry, these 9 people.
Yeah.
Bob Gunton, Tippi Hedren, Jean Smart, Isabel Huppert, or Huppert, depending on how you say those things. Naomi Watts or Watts, Mark Wahlberg, Jude Law.
Who?
Jude Law and Lily Tomlin. Those are your 9 names from 2004. Everyone in the audience knows it. Nobody say it. Bobby, bring it home.
I think it's...
Just shout it out.
I Heart Huckabee?
That's correct.
Oh! Wow!
Such a good movie.
It was the Shania Twain that got it.
The only movie she's ever been in.
She wrote that, right? She wrote
I Heart Huckabee. And
directed it? Man, she must feel like a woman.
Some dude... It was a woman in the crowd that started to say the title, and then her man grabbed her mouth.
Yeah, he really did. He was ready to cover her mouth. He knew.
See, I saw that too, and I assumed it was sex play.
All right.
11 years you've been covering her mouth.
Dual purpose.
Relax.
Wow.
Never seen that movie.
What?
You ever seen I Heart Huckabee? I never saw it.
No. Oh my God.
Watch the video trailer online, but search
Lily Tomlin.
David O. Russell screams at Lily Tomlin.
That's the only thing I've seen.
Have you seen Strippers versus Werewolves?
No, but what are you doing after this?
It comes up on Netflix, but and I get tempted to watch it, but I don't. Netflix rating system is flawed, man.
Don't look at me.
The star system, because you'll see something every 4.5 stars, you're like, oh, that looks all right, and then it's horrible.
It's like Uber drivers. Guys, I killed with Hannibal. Fuck you guys.
Hannibal loved it.
Yeah, I think Uber is a very specific audience.
Oh, don't people know Uber yet?
Come
on. To get
on.
A car?
Get with
no,
it.
No, these guys are like, just...
The more drivers you rate, the better drivers it gives you.
Yeah, is that true?
No.
It's like J-Day?
They do, they
but
can
that's
rate...
that's like Netflix.
They can rate you, though, also.
No.
Yes,
Uber
they do.
Is a car service. You have the app, that you can have a car come right to you, it has GPS, all that. It knows exactly where you are. And then... Yeah, so but they can rate you when you get out of the car. And I saw somebody, he was like, I'm going to give you 5 stars. And he only gave me 4 stars. And I was like, yo, you said you were giving me 5.
Oh, my God, I didn't know they could rate you.
Yeah, they can rate me.
You said rate, right?
Yeah. I got to work on my enunciation a little bit. Just to be clear.
Just rate 5 stars.
But there is a website that I can give you. There is an app for a different thing.
That is a locator device.
It's connected to strippers versus werewolves.
Yeah, I like the turn this show is taking. It's getting weird. It's getting weird. Bobby
Doug is
got
making
a point.
Will.
We're going to start with Amy.
Yeah.
Then we're going to go to Hannibal.
Really?
Yeah. Amy gets to pick a category. Would you like at Rigdon, R-I-G-D-O-N, underscore it,
what?
Underscore again. It's the weirdest Twitter name. Rigdon, underscore it, underscore again. Disregard all of that.
Yeah. Done.
The category suggested by Rigdon, underscore it, underscore again.
Wait, what just happened?
I dropped something.
He
I dropped a Wally.
Dropped Wally.
Oh, Melly.
You're going to be a terrible father.
Yeah. Your wife girlfriend. Your wife girlfriend's going to be pissed. Guys, it's a stuffed animal.
It fell again.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
For all the listeners, it keeps falling.
Now the post-it is on your ass. The post-it.
Amy, it's a stuffed robot, you idiot.
Sorry.
Somehow the post-it got from Melly's ass to my ass.
Amy.
What's up, bro?
The category is feminist movement. And that's films where a woman is seen on a toilet.
I can name that in no names.
Or Four Weddings and a Funeral. Which is Frank Sinatra films, because he had four wives and now he's dead. or the Battle of Balls Deep, which is, look at Hannibal tipping.
Sorry.
Oh, that's
nicely
for both of
done. It's a quarter each, and then one of us stiffed you. Amy, the third option is Battle of Balls Deep, but that's movies where Lord of the Ring actors have sex. Because, of course, they're not having any in Lord of the Rings.
We don't know that. Women on a toilet. Let's see. Let's go with the feminist one.
The
on the shitter.
All right. Not necessarily.
Wow, you guys, by the way, that was the worst round of applause. Like, come on. Doug loves movies. Oh my God, everybody just wants to go back to composting in this audience. I could be composting
is
right
that
now.
A euphemism?
No.
Okay. We should make it one, though.
1977 is the year.
Oh, good.
Two and a half stars from Leonard. He calls this movie lightly amusing.
That's so rude.
And he also says, watch for Jay Leno in a bit. Jay Leno, 1977. And he lists six names. How many names do you think you can get it in? Hannibal's up next.
20, and I need the name set as well.
So you probably want all six names, probably.
Six names. She
says. So the question to you, Hannibal, is can she, when she hears all the names, will she know the name of this movie or will she still not know it?
I feel like I feel like getting a woman pregnant, that could be the euphemism, like composting. I didn't want to interrupt, but I wasn't done with that yet. What do you think composting?
Like my girl's having a baby. Oh yeah, you composted that shit?
Yeah, I've been compost. Because it's composting is kind of decomposing, so that's the wrong thing. Reverse composting. What?
Should we get you a calculator?
What did Amy take? She took six?
She took all the names.
All the names.
Yeah, so you can knock one off and say five names, or you can ask her to name it with all. She'll get all the names, though. She'll get the whole.
Oh.
She'll get the lead actors and along with the supporting players.
Or let's go back to riffing about composting.
Listen, you know, you just gotta find your joy in life, and that's one of mine. That's one of my happiest moments 30 seconds ago. I was trying to stall for this.
I actually feel like the way to get there is composting.
Oh, thank you.
You know, he composted like you? Are you going to report him? I don't know.
Like my cum. Like,
you know, because composting is taking out the scraps and letting the scraps turn into energy. So, like, composting would be like where you dump all your cum and then it turns into, this might be getting pregnant, and it turns into energy.
Yeah.
It's getting a girl pregnant.
Yeah, man.
Why aren't you guys married?
Hard to believe we're single.
So from now on, what are you doing this weekend? Composting. Or we're trying to start a family. Oh yeah, you're composting?
He composted on my face.
That would then that wouldn't be
me?
That, would it?
I don't know. I just
that would be wasting it.
It. He likes me. Okay, really okay, does. Okay.
So,
in summation.
In summation, this is great. I'm happy for this banter. And this is a fun show, man. Your fans are great. They're very dedicated. And with all that being said, I say four names.
Oh, thank God.
All right, Bobby.
Oof. I'm going to say name it.
Yeah, of course you would say that. It's an interesting four names.
Shania Twain.
Shania Twain. Jay Leno.
Jay Leno.
Richard Jenkins.
Do you want the clues again, Hannibal?
Yes.
Okay. 2.5 stars from 1977.
Oh, I'm not going to get that.
It's got a,
yes.
It's got a lady actress on a toilet at some point. It's lightly amusing, probably for that reason.
Yeah.
Watch Jay Leno for a bit. I'll tell you right now, it has nothing to do with the toilet. And out of the six names he lists, the four that you get are John Denver. Not Denver. Denher.
This is produced by Vivid.
Not Denver, yeah. Denner, no, yeah. Alan Miller, Dick Gauthier.
And are you talking about?
Here's the interesting.
There's no way there's a man named Dick Gauthier.
There is.
There is. He sings that song.
There is. He played Robin Hood in Mel Brooks' TV show When Things Were Rotten. Yeah. I'm fucking schooling y'all.
Doug is only 28 years old.
Yeah. I'm young and I know this shit. Hannibal, your fourth name. To some, the deciding name. To others, won't mean anything.
To most.
Ed McMahon.
Wow.
I got excited for a second because I knew his name, but then I don't know any of his movie shit. I was like, oh yeah, he was with Carson and shit.
It was a big acting role for a guy who's just had only been known as the sidekick to him.
Is it the Johnny Carson story?
Is that your final guess?
Star Search.
It's about time they got around to the Johnny Carson story in 1977 when he would still live for another 20 or 30 years.
Yeah, like the story, like the current story.
This was
That's
a tough.
You can do the best shit when it's happening. Like, yeah, and Carson comes into the writer's room, like, hey, let me tell you what happened on Wednesday. Put that in a movie. Yeah, that's my guess, the Johnny Carson story, because I don't know any movies from 1977 that weren't.
That.
I don't know it.
I just remember this movie because I, you know, saw it when it came out, and Jane Fonda just sits down on the toilet and starts like pissing like while talking to her husband.
Really?
And it was just stuck with me.
Newsroom.
So when the category of feminist movement came up, that was the first movie I thought of, and it was a motion picture that was remade later with Jim Carrey called Fun with Dick and Jane.
Oh.
Yeah, with Jane Fonda, George Segal. And Ed McMahon was like the third biggest role in that movie.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. And that means that Bobby Moynihan is our winner.
Oh, wow.
He won the whole thing.
God damn it.
Sorry, Hannibal.
Karma's
Congrats,
real.
Bobby.
God damn you, Bobby. Is there a shithead on the back of your weird flag thing?
Yeah, Rochelle thinks
I'll take it for you.
Oh, you say it. Sorry.
I'll say it.
Sorry,
yeah.
Sorry.
Were you about to say it?
Yeah, what the fuck? Okay. You think I remember the format?
Oh, okay.
I'm drunk.
Oh, look at that.
That's a good shithead.
It is? What is this? Oh, okay.
Be careful. That's been on
that's,
my butt.
We don't need yours, because Wally is a winner.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean, do it anyway? How dare you? You want me to say it, or do you want the prizes?
This is the best visual ever, is you yelling at somebody with a Canadian pinwheel in your
hand. Yes. Give him the Bane mask.
Listen,
back.
Motherfuckers. I'm from Canada, where people are nice. Yeah, I will only fuck you up if I absolutely have to.
Wait, can you do some more yelling for a couple seconds?
You guys are getting pictures of the yelling in the crowd? Wow. Just put that on Twitter. Doug went on a rant about Canada in front of a perfectly nice crowd of American types. Does Hannibal, does yours have a shitter on the back?
Yeah, right
here. Oh, here we go. A shitter. That's what I'm going to call him from now on. Give me your shitters, everybody. That's a cute one. I don't know which order to do these in. One more round of applause for all of my guests.
Thank you.
Jason Mantzoukas. Flipping through the comic book in the prize bag. What are you looking for? Oh, he was making sure he didn't leave anything inside the comic book. Where's the winner? Where's Mel E? Where's Mel E at? Here you go. Can you reach me from there? You think you can get it? It's real heavy. Be careful. Do you want Wally back? There's Wally. Good job, Bobby. Yeah, let's hear it for everybody. Bobby Moynihan. Jason Mantzoukas. Amy Schumer. Hannibal Buress.
All right.
And as always, Puny Banner is a shithead. Yeah, I didn't think that would go over that great. Where is that person? Let's get those hands back to him. Here we go. You want to throw them at him? Just toss them at him. That's one, last one. Two. Nailed them both. Bravo. Whose drink is this on the floor? What is it?
Drink
yours?
It. Drink it.
And Tim Burton is a shithead. And thanks again to everybody for coming, and I hope to see you again real soon. Ricky Martin is a shithead.
Now it's time for such a bunch of other hockey. Eyes of gold is viewing prowess, makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.